Let's do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1728. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Sholem Uvracha. Here's an interesting letter. He writes to the Rebbe that he's going to become religious if he's successful in his business. No, that's not. Not exactly. You know that story about he needs a parking place.
Yeah.
And he prays to Hashem. He says, if I find this, he has a $1 million deal and he can't find a parking place on Fifth Avenue. He says, if I find a parking place, he's going to start putting on tefillin. And no sooner can he finish his prayer, a guy pulls out. He pulls in, he says, never mind God, I already have a place. So, this guy writes to the Rebbe, Shalom of Racha. He says, I'm responding to your letter from Wednesday, the portion of Pinchas, in which you relate, you speak about your present situation, and that now you have an opportunity to go into business with his brother-in-law, and then he too will become a Shomer Shabbos. He'll start keeping Shabbos. So he's asking a blessing that he should find a good buyer for his house that he wants to sell in order for him to be able to go into partnership. So he thinks that he's going to make the Rebbe very happy, because here he says, I'm ready to become a Shomer Shabbos. Just give me a good customer for my house so I can get into the business with my brother-in-law. And the Rebbe says, I was shocked to read such in a letter of a Jew. All Jews believe and are sons of believers. If you're looking for my opinion and my advice, you want to listen to, so immediately, right now, become a Shomer Shabbos. Don't wait until this partnership is going to be completed. The fact alone that you won't put any condition to the Blessed Hashem, that first you will sell your house and then you're going to start keeping Shabbos, the Holy Shabbos, but you first say, no matter what, I'm going to start keeping Shabbos, so that alone will draw down to you additional blessing and success, so that you will be able to find your livelihood in a plentiful, in a wide way. Now, I noticed also over here, I'm not sure that this is a real point, but I noticed the Rebbe doesn't necessarily tell him that you should go into the partnership with your brother-in-law. He just tells him you'll find your livelihood in a plentiful way, whether it's through partnership or not. The Rebbe doesn't say about partnership over here, in this point over here. And I also noticed in a previous letter, the Rebbe wasn't so much for partnership in general. The Rebbe was for people to, I'm not saying exclusive in all situations, but in that situation that we read, the Rebbe says, do it alone. Do a little less alone than a lot with partnership. That's the Rebbe's usually advice. The Rebbe says, look, why don't you sit down on your own and think it through and see what effect this lack of keeping Shabbos does for your children, may they live. Even if they don't right now speak about it, but this will be left in their memories. When I will be on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles here, I will mention you that your requests should be fulfilled, that you should be able to settle as the earliest possible way in such a kind of a livelihood that it should not place you in a test of keeping Shabbos. So you should find such a kind of a livelihood where you will not be tested. And I'll also pray that you should fulfill my request, that you should become a Jew who keeps the Shabbos and Torah mitzvahs immediately. And it's known that by a Jewish person, the physical and the spiritual are very tied and very united. As it says in the verse, "In bichukoy seitelechu," if you go in my statues, you go in there, "venosati gishmeichem beitom," then I'll give your reins, your physicality, in the proper time. So the Rebbe, while the Rebbe is telling him and guiding him, but yet the Rebbe is saying, "I'm giving you your blessing, and I'm blessing you in such a way that all these things should come as quickly, as soon as possible, and that you shouldn't be tested to need to." And I guess, which I didn't realize before, probably his problem, the reason he wasn't Shomer Shabbos, is because his business required him, sort of. And that's why he was going to say to the Rebbe, when he gets into the other business, then he'll be able to keep Shabbos.
Yeah,
the Rebbe says, what? Yeah, it looks like that was the situation.
Yeah.
The Rebbe says, you don't mention in your letter about the education, how your son, your daughter, and your son, may they live. And the Rebbe says, it's extra to remind you of the necessity that they should receive a Jewish education in the fullest measure, as the word Jewish education means. Also, it would be fitting to check all the mezuzahs in your house, that they should all be kosher. And you should organized to say every day several chapters of the Tehillim, and it would be best to say it those that, as it's been divided, the Tehillim for the days of the month or the days of the week. Your donation that you sent over here was passed along to the fund of those who visit the sick. May the blessed Hashem heal you, a healing of the soul, so that you will be healthy and wholesome. And the 248, those are the mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs, and the 368 prohibitions, which correspond to the 248 limbs of the human body and the 365 gidim, sinews, that this draws down health, complete health, in the 248 limbs and the 365 gidim. I look forward for good news in all the above, with blessing. It almost seems like he gave the Rebbe a donation. And the Rebbe says, "I directed it especially to this group that deals with visiting the sick, with helping the sick." And the Rebbe says, "I did it," it seems like to me, from the Rebbe's language here, that he did it as a help, a support to him, that he should also be healthy. Healthy in his spiritual being and healthy in his physical being, because they're related. Through his health spiritually, he'll also be healthy physically, and with a blessing. And the Rebbe also adds in a footnote over here, in a PS, Nichtav Bitzidoy, that he is also enclosing the booklet that has been published in connection with the days of redemption, and special auspicious days of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz that passed. And for sure, you will see to it that the many will benefit from it. And you see, I mean, this was a person that probably could take it, what the Rebbe is telling him. He seems like he appreciates the importance of Shabbos. He appreciates that. And he was telling the Rebbe good news. And he gave the Rebbe a donation. he thought maybe the Rebbe, I'm just, my commentary, the Rebbe would say, oh, what a great guy, you're going to do something, so let me give you a pat on the back, and you send a donation on top of that. And the Rebbe said, hey, you need to, don't make conditions, and with Hashem, do it right away. Your funds have been given over to help the people that are need Bikur Cholim, and I will pray and help for you that you be healthy and whole spiritually and also physically.